Hello, this is John with Saul's message for Friday, April 3rd, 2020. Today he is offering us a very uplifting and upbeat message for these unsettling times. Moving from fear to love is what your awakening process is all about. As the coronavirus continues to spread globally and the number of consequential deaths reported increases daily, there is much fear and anxiety being experienced. However, although it is proving to be extremely virulent in a very small percentage of cases, for most people who actually become infected, the illness will be experienced with only minor unpleasant effects. So do not dwell on the endless flow of alarming outcomes that many are suggesting may occur. Doing that weakens your own energy field, which is then unable to provide for your immune system as effectively as it normally does. Let go of fear and anxiety and allow love to empower you during this period of uncertainty, as it will if you surrender to it. You are all precisely where you are meant to be at this point in the collective awakening process, so do not try to second-guess any irreversible choices you may have already made to help you deal with what is arising for you now. I would like to reiterate that humanity's collective awakening is proceeding perfectly as divinely planned and will not be delayed or diverted, and your awakening is assured. The intent that so many are setting daily to be only loving whatever arises is massively effective, and it is why those making it are on earth at this time. Everyone presently incarnate, and there are no exceptions, set that loving intent before incarnating. But, and this was also fully understood, because of the spiritual amnesia that affects all who incarnate into form, and which is a major part of becoming human, it was realized that many would forget not only that they had set that intent prior to incarnating, but that they would also forget that they were spiritual beings who had come into form to assist with the awakening process. Consequently, the numbers who have incarnated to assist in humanity's process are far in excess of the numbers that might have appeared to be necessary. In fact, there is a very large inbuilt redundancy factor to ensure that the divine plan flows perfectly, just as Father, Mother, God intends. As many channeled messages have informed you, enormous changes all across the world are an absolutely essential part of the awakening process. Changes in attitudes and behaviors towards one another are occurring, whether between family members or between people of different ethnicity, culture, socio-economic group, political or religious persuasion, and other disparate and seemingly unrelated groups, as love starts to replace fear as the intent and expectation when people meet. Changes in how you come together to meet, either physically or remotely, a method that is very new and that offers enormous possibilities that will lead to a great reduction in the burning of fossil fuels. Changes in agricultural and industrial methods of food production. Changes in diet as people choose to eat more mindfully and healthily. And of course, major changes in global economic practices and policies. With and as a result of the present ongoing pandemic, many of the changes that are needed are now being put into effect and are clearly visible to all because of the almost constant reportage on the mainstream media. Quite a number of the more highly publicized ones, supposedly being introduced to protect you from one another, are not perhaps what they seem and will need to be reversed. Others are essential and have until now been put off and delayed due to lack of motivation because those in positions who have the power and authority to implement them have been focusing on what to them seem to be more important issues. One could say that their hands were forced, and rightfully so. Therefore, make a point of seeking out news of uplifting changes that are being put into effect by many loving people, people who are fully aware of the need for many of these major changes, and who are taking the initiative by putting them into effect. and then share this news with friends and loved ones, and on social media, a communication format that can be put to very good use in these unusual times. The changes are all about love. Moving from fear to love is what your awakening process is all about, and the illusory game that has been ongoing for eons, and in which humanity has been engaged, relies on fear for its rules and guidelines. When fear is enormously reduced, as is happening now, the desire and motivation to play the game will lose the appeal that has enabled it to be endemic, an ongoing pandemic, as people start rapidly healing from fear and ever more fully start to engage with their true nature, which is, of course, love. As so many messages have been telling you recently, now is the time to celebrate. Celebration is powered by love, and love dissolves fear. Take that message to heart and do celebrate. So, while to a large extent your normal daily lives have been badly disrupted, you now have the time and the opportunity to focus on uncovering within yourselves the real purpose of your lives in form. That purpose has always been within you, but hidden or forgotten, awaiting your focused attention. It is different for each one of you because you are each unique divine creations, beings of love, and therefore whatever your individual purpose may be, it is always in complete alignment with love. Each one of you, even those you see as your worst enemies, are at heart, at the very center of their being, beings of love. You are love, and you desire only to be loved. How could you desire anything else when love is your nature? By celebrating, you are honoring your true desires and also the desires of all of humanity. Everyone loves to celebrate. Therefore, celebrate the amazing effectiveness of your awakening process and give thanks to God, your divine mother and father, who created each and every one of you for eternal joy and who planned and designed the perfect awakening process for you all. Within the game, the illusion, over the eons, many in form have acted in extremely unloving ways that have caused immense pain and suffering to others, and that is still the case today. However, there are none among you who have not, at some time during some lifetimes, engaged in similar unloving practices and behaviors. And the reason for this, and it applies to everyone without exception, is because you did not know what you were doing. You had forgotten who you were, you believed that you were abandoned, lost, worthless, and unloved, and so you reacted by distrusting, fearing, and attacking others, who, needless to say, reacted in the same way, leading to the state of division, distrust, and dislike that has overwhelmed you all at times, from individuals to nations, and encouraged an intense need to see yourselves as righteously defending yourselves against myriad others who are undoubtedly wrong and who present a great and ever-present threat to your well-being. The insanity of these kinds of beliefs is now becoming crystal clear as your loving natures start to make themselves known to you by arising into your consciousness, bringing to your awareness the divine truth that there is only love, that anything that is not in alignment with love is unreal, untrue, and unlivable. Love is the power that supports you in every moment. It is the you that is one with Source, eternally and inseparably. This new awareness, new insofar as it is only now arising into your conscious minds, having been cloaked or veiled for eons, is changing everything. Therefore, I call on you to go within now to your inner holy sanctuaries and give thanks to Mother, Father, God, whose love for you, for everyone who has ever experienced life in form, who is experiencing life in form, and for every conscious being ever created, is boundless. Then celebrate it. You are divine beings awakening from the dream. With so very much love, Saul.